We often think about family history, you know, in terms of the official stuff, birth certificates, census records, the milestones.
Right, the bare bones, the skeleton.
Exactly. But what happens when you look beyond those? What kinds of unexpected stories might be hiding just under the surface of our family trees?
That's a great point, because those formal documents, they give you the structure, sure, but it's often the more informal records, things like old newspapers, that really flesh out the picture. They can reveal some pretty surprising things about how our ancestors actually lived.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We're exploring old newspapers and some of the truly fascinating, sometimes, frankly, shocking, and often pretty funny discoveries people have stumbled upon.
Absolutely. It makes you think, doesn't it? What might be lurking in your own past? Newspapers weren't just lists of names back then.
No, they were like the community's pulse.
Yeah, recording everything. Big events, obviously, but also the seemingly tiny details of daily life. And that's often where you find the most, well, intriguing glimpses.
Okay, so take this one person's experience we read about. They started off just looking at obituaries, right? Figuring, hey, that's probably the most interesting stuff I'll find about my, quote, boring ancestors.
A common starting point. Obituaries give you a snapshot, a summary.
But they pretty quickly fell down a rabbit hole.
Mm.
Found a whole world they never knew existed.
Because newspapers give you context, don't they? They capture people living their lives, not just the end summary.
So this person, they were really surprised to find this strong tradition of Freemasonry running through their family history.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and it was something that apparently was never discussed, never mentioned in family chats. Makes you think about what gets sort of lost over generations.
It really does. Groups like the Masons, you know, they were a huge part of the social fabric in many places. Finding that connection in a newspaper can suddenly open up a whole new understanding of your ancestors' social circle, their community involvement.
And then, totally different thing. There was their husband's grandfather. He was always remembered as this quiet, kind of reserved guy. How about the newspapers? They show he was actually pretty active in the 1960s art scene.
No way. See, that's fascinating. It completely changes the picture you have of someone.
Totally. It just shows how these everyday things, maybe things that didn't seem like a big deal then, can become real shockers for us later on.
Mm-hmm.
Our view could be so limited by just, you know, the stories passed down.
Precisely. We only get the edited highlights sometimes.
And it gets juicier. The same person found out their great-grandfather and his brothers were, well, let's say they were hellraisers back in the 1930s.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, getting into petty crimes, little bits of trouble. One even deserted the Navy during World War II.
Wow.
But then later on, just settled down.
It's a good reminder that families aren't always, you know, neat and tidy.
Exactly. Newspapers capture those messy bits, the imperfections, the rebellion that families might conveniently forget to mention. It makes them feel more human, more relatable.
And on another branch of their family tree, they found a great uncle and aunt convicted for writing bad checks in the 50s.
Then there's this story about a John Gradall. He gets robbed by a prostitute in 1915, has this incredibly brief, tumultuous marriage in 1921.
Draw.
And then, really sadly, the story of Fred and Louisa Gradall and their son. They all died together in a train accident. Finding that newspaper account finally explained this, like, lingering mystery in the family.
See, these details, they just pull your ancestors out of being just names and dates on a chart, don't they? They lived full lives with highs and lows, and the newspapers caught it.
They also found an Albert DeLay, who might have been killed by a tornado down in Oklahoma back in 1904.
Oh, wow, dramatic.
Yeah, but the newspaper report, while it seemed to fit, had some discrepancies. His age was off. The father's name didn't quite match family records.
And that's a really crucial point, isn't it? Newspapers are amazing primary sources, but they're not infallible. They can have mistakes. Always good to try and cross-reference if you can.
Definitely. And then maybe one of the weirdest ones, Fremont Van Dyke. This poor guy apparently descended into, well, the paper implied madness, believing he was a squirrel.
A squirrel.
Yeah. And he tragically died of exposure in 1903. It just shows you find the entire spectrum of human experience in these old papers.
It's incredible. And how communities documented and, I guess, tried to understand things that seem so bizarre to us now.
It wasn't just the massive stories either. Someone online was saying how newspapers.com was just invaluable for them. They joked their ancestors would have loved Facebook.
Huh. I can see that.
Because the local paper reported everything, even down to who was visiting whom.
Right. That gives you such a sense of community life back then. Travel wasn't as easy or common, so having visitors was news, a different kind of social network.
Someone else made that exact point. Small town papers listed visitors because it was a bigger deal. And those little notices like, Mrs. Smith will be at home on Saturday afternoon.
Basically an open invitation. Come on by. It paints a picture of a really interconnected local world. The paper was how you knew what was going on with your neighbors.
And sometimes the details are just charmingly specific.
Oh.
One person found their great-great-great-grandmother actually contacted the newspaper because someone stole something off her porch.
That's brilliant. Like a public service announcement for a missing garden gnome, almost. The paper was the place you went for everything.
Someone else quipped. It was like the original consumer demand for a Ring doorbell.
Huh. That's actually pretty accurate, that fundamental human desire to know what's happening right outside your door.
Okay, but then you get stories like Crazy Aunt Dorothy from 1919. This is wild.
Uh-oh, I'm ready.
So she gets pregnant, unmarried. She and her mother march down to the business of the wealthy father of the boy involved.
Bold move.
They demand the son marry Dorothy. The father refuses, tells them to get out. So Dorothy pulls out a gun and fires it into the air.
Whoa, okay.
And get this, the rich boy ends up getting arrested for criminal assault because he tried to grab the gun from her.
You couldn't make this stuff up. That's incredible. Yeah. Newspapers preserving these absolute personal dramas.
The courtroom scene was apparently pure theater. Dorothy's crying, fainting, the works.
Putting on a performance.
And the judge basically gives the boy an ultimatum. Jail time or marry Dorothy.
What did he choose?
He chose marriage. But then they separated literally immediately after the ceremony. Divorced soon after. The baby did get his father's last name, though. It's a pure soap opera.
It just shows. Real life has always been stranger than fiction, right? And the newspapers caught those moments.
Switching gears a bit, though. It's not all personal drama. Sometimes these newspaper finds have wider ripples. Someone found out their great-grandfather sued a government agency.
Okay.
And it went all the way to the Supreme Court. It actually set a legal precedent that's apparently still taught in law schools.
Now, that is an amazing discovery. Imagine finding that out. Your ancestor shaping the law.
Incredible, right? Then there's the guy whose great-great-grandfather sold a uranium mine to the Canadian government, made a fortune like $30 million in 1956 money.
Wow. Set for life.
You'd think. Yeah. But then he died completely penniless.
Oh, no. What a roller coaster. A real cautionary tale about fortune.
We also heard about a great-grandmother labeled a delinquent teen in the 1910s, tried to escape the police by jumping out a window, had a prior arrest record, too. So much for the prim and proper image.
See? Hidden depths.
And someone else unearthed an article with just the best headline. Man tells court he'd rather stay in jail than go back to wife.
Oh, wow. You just know there's a story there.
Right. These little glimpses into people's struggles, their conflicts.
Yeah.
It makes them so much more real than just names on a page.
It really does. You see them as individuals facing actual life challenges.
And honestly, we've barely scratched the surface here. We saw so many stories people share.
Oh, the range is incredible.
Yeah. Freemasons everywhere. Someone struck by lightning way back in 1772. An uncle blowing himself up with gunpowder in his pocket near a fire.
Yikes.
A relative nominated for doorkeeper of the House of Representatives. Someone scaring off highwaymen with a pistol.
Real Wild West stuff almost.
Another ancestor blowing himself up with a toy cannon. A banjo-playing blackface minstrel who was also a revenue marine officer.
That's quite a combination.
A cousin who became a raving lunatic after a head injury, constantly arrested for assault. His son becoming a corrupt cop.
Good grief, some families really had it all going on.
Then there were sawmill accidents. Relatives in federal prison designing sets for prison musicals.
That's oddly specific.
A grandfather's half-sister, a maternity nurse who had a baby kidnapped from her care and was later shot herself.
Oh my God, how tragic.
Someone else's husband had a crazy street preacher. Ancestor in Baltimore, arrested multiple times even for impersonating a doctor, sold snake oil, and another relative strangled in prison.
Wow.
A West Indian sailor in New Zealand arrested for getting enraged during an Uncle Tom's Cabin performance. His son constantly arrested for bootlegging, gambling, fighting, even sedition for being pro-German after WWI, because he faced less racism there.
Complex stories woven into historical events.
A relative pardoned from hanging at the last minute. Ancestors on opposite sides of the Civil War. A grandma's aunt shooting her boyfriend's wife in the 50s.
Released after just a couple of years. Different times.
A grandfather who swiped a train on a bet. A grandfather in London convicted of murdering an employee on Christmas Day hints of prior killings.
Okay, that's dark.
Someone found a possible ancestor with this insanely long obituary, claiming he was born in 1690, fought in Queen Anne's Wars, took Quebec, and fought in the American Revolution.
Highly unlikely, but what a story. Makes you wonder about embellishment.
Right. Hard to verify. Then there were reminders about Masons keeping membership private, seeing Masonic gestures at funerals.
Yes, those subtle clues.
The great-grandmother's sister and her new husband dying of a morphine overdose right after their wedding in 1885.
So many tragedies uncovered.
Someone else found mundane social calendar stuff, but also their grandfather in the Order of Odd Fellows, contrasting with a distant relative in Florida who went to prison for mugging, then got involved in a fatal insurance arson scam.
From the ordinary to the criminal.
Another relative from a wealthy San Francisco family mugged and likely drowned after a night out. A great-great-grandfather found in a mental hospital in the census.
Yeah.
Gun accidents, potential mob connections to a murder.
The variety is just staggering. Scandals, crimes, mental illness. It's all there.
A grandfather's uncle finding his brother in bed with his new wife, a screwdriver stabbing, elopement. Bigamy charges later.
Family drama on another level.
A really complex, maybe swinger-like setup involving an uncle, his wife, and a farmhand, ending in the wife's shooting death with the uncle's father taking the blame.
Unbelievable story.
A grandfather who was a con artist with a scandalous affair wasn't even legally married to grandma.
Mm-hmm.
An ex-boyfriend's great-grandfather in a taxi gang drugging and robbing soldiers.
The list just keeps going.
Divorces for habitual drunkenness, sons arrested for domestic violence and manslaughter. A fourth great-grandfather accused of being a Confederate sympathizer and corrupt. His son involved in an armed robbery gang who later found religion in prison and got elected to office.
Redemption arcs, too.
Finding detailed accounts of suicides never discussed in the family. Articles giving personality insights before a suicide. An ancestor abandoning his family, constantly arrested for drunkenness, stabbed in a fight over garbage for pets.
Real struggles and desperation.
Losing farms to back taxes, local political activity, getting pickpocketed. A great-grandma arrested during Prohibition for being drunk at their moonshine distillery.
Prohibition stories are always good.
A toddler wandering onto a passenger train. An affair and drunk driving where the wife corrected the newspaper about who his companion was.
Mm.
A distant uncle hanged for shooting his landlord.
You need a scorecard.
Someone dying trying to catch a parrot.
Mm.
A grandmother described as drunk and disorderly in 1895.
Mm.
Kidnapping a child in England, changing the family name in the U.S. Murder by a tenant. Murder by an ex-wife's jealous boyfriend.
So much violence and tragedy, too.
Acquittal for racially motivated manslaughter. Family members hospitalized after confronting someone assaulting a daughter getting shot during a robbery. Civil War vets, teachers injured by carts, tragic infant deaths.
The whole spectrum of life and death.
Finding a letter to the editor from a deceased father about wrestling. An aunt fighting off a burglar. Rum smuggling during Prohibition. Murder-suicides founding a county.
It's just endless.
An ancestor killing her newborn in a sauna oven in 1920. Finding just small-town gossip. A studious grandmother's father arrested for something serious but then released. A great-great-grandfather justified in shooting his nephew for impregnating his daughter.
Morality and justice looked very different sometimes.
Someone mentioned checking the Library of Congress's Chronicling America project and state digitization site's great resources. Their own hypocritical ancestor disowned a daughter for marrying an actor. The actor died young. The daughter later divorced for bigamy, a story that went nationwide.
Finding those cross-country stories must be fascinating.
People uncovering scandals like Mark Twain novels, getting addicted to searching, underage marriage trips, even people connecting as distant cousins through shared ancestors found in these stories.
That's the community aspect, too.
Finding wild stories about relatives of suspected ancestors, train crashes, suicide attempts after bad investments, another huge list including murder by husband, family moves, another murder-suicide, assault over a dog, near murder-suicide, potential murderer on the ship over, marriage to a con woman, alleged suicides after harassment, artist's uncle's suicide, more travel than expected.
It really reshapes the family narrative.
Some disappointment, too. Finding mostly wedding announcements despite family lore, but then discovering grandma was born out of wedlock.
Sometimes the quiet secrets are revealed.
A heartwarming one. Great-great-grandmother inspiring women to drive in 1917, right next to an article about her lawyer brother being shot in court.
The juxtaposition.
Learning about a grandfather's suicide pact during the Depression. Finding the origin of family gray eyes in an obituary, German Baptist Brethren history. people just getting lost for hours in the archives.
It's easy to see why.
That London murder conviction from the 1850s again, providing a real snapshot into the ancestor's life. It really hammers home how valuable these old papers are.
Absolutely. They offer a richness, a depth you just don't get from the vital records alone. It's a real connection.
So if you're looking to, you know, add some color, some surprise, maybe some drama to your family history research.
Diving into old newspaper archives seems like a pretty fantastic way to do it.
Yeah, you genuinely never know what incredible stories are just waiting there to be uncovered.
It moves you way beyond just names and dates. You start to get a feel for their lives, their personalities, even the chaos that might have surrounded them.
So we'll leave you with this thought then. What surprising or maybe unusual story do you secretly hope you might find hidden away in your own family's past?